The Democratic National Convention is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, and current and former Bay Area political stars are taking the stage. Speaking at the convention are House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Congresswomen Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and California's Attorney General Kamala Harris. Here she is speaking at this morning's Delegates Breakfast.
So let's rededicate ourselves. Let's eat our breakfast. Let's get out there. This is the first day of this convention. And let's be loud. Let's be proud as Californians.
So what should we expect at this year's convention? On the ground in Charlotte is San Francisco Examiner reporter Melissa Griffin. We called her up earlier today, and I asked her what issues are on delegates' minds.
The sense that I've gotten is that they want details. They really are here to learn more about the policies of the Obama administration and what to expect in the next 4 years. I don't think that they're here to be convinced necessarily. I believe that they will all ultimately vote for Obama, but I think they all understand that they are going to be tasked with helping this effort. And in the course of that, they're going to need to be able to persuade their neighbors and friends. And they need some talking points, basically. They need to know how to answer that question, what is Obama going to do on day one if we reelect him to office? And they're looking for those answers here at this convention. I think they'd be highly disappointed if they didn't receive them.
And what are some of the issues that they're really looking for answers for?
For example, one delegate from Texas is telling me that he's Hispanic, and he's looking to help get out the Hispanic vote, but he's not entirely sure how to go about it. He needs a little more direction from the Obama administration in order to know how to persuade people to say that this is what my immigration policy is going to be. This is how I'm going to move forward and make things better for people who are here lawfully and people who wish to become citizens.
Right. I would imagine some of the California delegation would also have that same issue on their mind, the issue of immigration. Have they said anything about what they are there for or what issues they want to focus on?
Everybody understands, I think, that the economy is the issue and understanding how we can move forward. Because here's the thing. Let's assume Obama wins. He's still going to probably have a Republican House of Representatives. And so without some sort of shift somewhere, we're going to be back in the logjam that we've been in for the last several years. So people are looking for answers to that question as well. So let's just, you know, if we elect you and for some reason lose the House, how is anything going to change? And they're looking for answers to that.
And is there any word as to, like, do you, the media, get kind of a sneak peek into his speech and what he's going to focus on and what he's going to talk about and whether their questions will be answered?
We're being promised that we will get substantive policy statements and, again, put the meat on the bones of the overall party ethos. We're being told that we can expect that. Whether that's going to come from Obama or is it whether it's going to come from his other speakers that are lined up to address the audience is not clear. We very last minute keep getting these updates. Tonight's speech from Michelle Obama is not going to be a policy speech. We know that. That's going to be a humanizing type address. So we know that we're not going to expect it from her. And as far as Obama's speech goes, my understanding is it's still being written. So, again, overall, we're being promised it, but from whom we might receive it, I am not sure.
Who are some of the main people that we're looking out for? I know Kamala Harris is speaking. When is she speaking? Tomorrow?
She's speaking, I believe, yes, tomorrow.
She's speaking tomorrow. Very well-known in California and San Francisco. Who else should we be looking out for?
Well, Barbara Lee, who was the congresswoman from the East Bay, is also going to be speaking. Nancy Pelosi is going to be speaking. So in terms of the Bay Area, those are some people who will be here addressing the audience. In addition, of course, we have Jimmy Carter, who's going to come in via satellite. I think right now, though, the big one that people are really eager to see is Bill Clinton. He carries a lot of panache still within the party, and I also understand that his speech is not going to be entirely vetted by the Obama folks before he gives it. So if there is going to be, and not a Clint Eastwood moment, but if there is going to be anything that's a little unscripted or it goes a little sideways, it will probably be in Bill Clinton's speech. As you know, in the past, he's occasionally gone off the rails a little bit at times. So whether he sticks to the script is going to be very interesting, and I think he's the one that people are really eager to hear from.
Last week, we talked about diversity at the Republican National Convention. What's it like here?
very, very different. I mean, we haven't seen the panoply of delegates yet in the arena, but I can tell you just by looking around that it's a far more diverse group. We're being told by the DNC that 50% of the delegates are female, that some 600 delegates are Hispanic. So we've got some statistics, but I'm eager to see what the arena looks like tonight when everybody's packed in. I think it'll look somewhat different from the Republican convention.